only reading them, all of them. It's a project, it's my attempt to relax. Which you should be delighted to hear, since all my children apparently so desperately keen for me to kick back. Or are they just keen for me to kick the bucket?
Dad, for goodness sake.
What, am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong. Of course you're wrong. We all love you.
Could have fooled me.
Look, I came round to see if you were all right.
Well, I'm fine. Absolutely fine. I couldn't be better.
Okay.
So, please, go and watch the cricket.
But also, I do think we need to talk.
Ah, now that's more like it.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's the real reason you've come round, isn't it?
No, it's not the real reason. It's one of the reasons.
Well, I really have no inclination to get into all that business right now.
But this massive thing has just happened and I wasn't there.
Yes, pity you couldn't make the effort to stab your father in the back in person.
Sorry, what?
You couldn't make it back a day early to show your face at the meeting.
No, I couldn't, because Phoebe needed me. Oh. And what on earth are you talking about? I haven't stabbed anyone in the back.
Oh, really?
Really, Dad?
Adam made it very clear he had your full support.
Hang on. What?
Yeah, he's full of it. Rory, Kate, Alice, they're all in agreement.
Dad, we were not in on this. This thing with Adam and Debbie and the land, that was never a part of the plan.
So you admit there was a plan?
Yes. Yes, there was. There was a sort of plan.
To effectively lock me out of the farm.
No, it really wasn't like that.
Well, that's how it looks, Kate. That's how it looks.
We were worried about your stress levels.
Well, that's hilarious.
Is it?
I mean, how stressful do you think that meeting was?
I know. Oh. And I'm sorry. I really am so sorry, but you can't punish the rest of us for something that Adam and Debbie did entirely without consultation.
I can do what I like. It's my land.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry if that's not what you want to hear. The truth is, it's too hard, Kate. It's too complicated, and the partnership isn't working. You and Alice want to complain about the loss of income? You take your complaints to Adam and Debbie.
What about spiritual home?
What about it?
How will that be affected?
Oh, don't worry. You can keep your precious spiritual home.
Well, forgive me for being concerned about my own business, a business I've worked very hard for.
It's also a business which your mother and I had to sell our home.
Dad.
If you hadn't been so keen to protect your business, we could have sold that land instead of the farmhouse.
You had to sell the house because you went and poisoned the am.
But if you'd been willing to compromise, then it wouldn't have come to that.
I can't believe you. Oh, I honestly can't.
I'm just stating the facts.
Okay, well, I really can't talk to you when you're like this, so I'm going to go and watch the cricket.
Well, that was very exciting, wasn't it?
It was great.
Just a shame we lost, really. I didn't.
That's true.
And it was very close, really. Robert and I enjoyed the whole thing immensely.
Well, I loved it.
Because you were on the winning side.
Congratulations, Brad.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, what happened to you, Brad?
What do you mean?
What were you doing playing so well for the other side?
Yeah, where's your loyalty?
Where's my loyalty? You lot couldn't wait to offload me.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
It is. We had to be pragmatic, didn't we? Oh, is that what you call it?
And I did offer.
Oh, no, no, we wouldn't want to lose you, Zainab.
That, see what I mean?
Brad, I didn't mean it like that.
It's all right, Linda.
You did play well, though, Brad.
Never seen you run so fast in my life.
No, I'm not a bad runner. Just can't catch or bat.
You're a bit like the boxer with the glass jaw.
yeah, maybe.
Well, if the Women's Cricket World Cup is half as entertaining as this afternoon, we're all in for a treat.
Oh, yeah, I'm so psyched to go see the T20 opener.
Me too.
So wonderful of Jim to organise the whole thing.
I'm even looking forward to all of us on a coach together.
It'll be like a school trip.
Yeah, we should take a packed lunch.
And eat it immediately when we're sat on board.
Exactly, yeah. Right, I don't know why we're standing outside when we could be ordering a pint.
Oh, yes, all right, let's go in, shall we?
After you, Linda.
Thank you.
Oh, you coming?
No, I'm going to go.
You're not coming to the pub?
I've got plans.
What plans?
With Chelsea, actually. She's going to colour my hair.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to get a balayage.
Oh, nice.
Do you know what a balayage is?
Yeah, because my sister is a hairdresser.
Yeah, right.
How light are you going to go?
I don't know. Depends how well the colour takes. But pretty light if I can.
Well, okay. Good. Carpe diem, Zainab.
Carpe diem, Brad.
Oh, it doesn't really work, does it?
Not really. See you later, Brad.
Oh, see you later.
They lost.
What?
The battling bulls. They lost.
Oh.
But it was close.
What are you doing here again?
Well, I was thinking about what you said, and I'm not having it.
Sorry, you're not having what?
The sale of the farmhouse was one of the most painful events in my entire life, but it wasn't my fault that you were forced to sell. That was you, Dad. You were the one who poisoned the am.
Why do you all love reminding me of that?
We don't love reminding you.
Well, it seems to come up a hell of a lot.
That's because 3 hours ago you said it was my fault you had to sell up, when actually it was all yours, and I'm not letting you bully me like that anymore.
Bully you?
Yes!
I've never bullied you in my life.
Well, recollections may vary there, Dad.
Oh, good grief, Kate.
You can be very domineering and very patriarchal at times.
Oh, honestly.
It's true. You don't even realise you're doing it half the time, and I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it.
Yeah, I really don't think I'm anywhere near as bad as all that.
Well, I know you don't. That's my point.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I want an apology.
I'm sorry, all right?
We don't sound it.
Well, I shouldn't have said what I said about spiritual home, etc., etc.
It really wasn't my fault that you had to sell the house.
No?
And to say that to me, when losing the house broke Mum's heart, well, that's actually really cruel. Particularly now she's not with us anymore.
All right. Sorry. I'm sorry, darling.
Now you sound like you mean it.
Because I do.
All right. Apology accepted.
Well, do you want to come in then and have a proper chat?
I thought you'd never ask.
Right.
I must say, I do think Henry's design for the logo is very effective.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it?
And I really do understand this choice now. To play pub cricket, I mean.
Really?
Yes, because it has lightness to it. There's a lack of intensity there. It's all rather joyful. Doesn't take itself too seriously.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think don't take itself too seriously. That's right. You've hit the nail on the head there, Linda.
Right, well, I'm going to head to the garden with these drinks and find Robert.
Okie doke.
See you out there.
Yeah, see you in a sec. All right, Brad?
Yeah, good.
Do you want a drink?
Yeah. Can I have apple juice?
Sure.
And a packet of roasted peanuts?
Steady on now. Where's Zainab?
Oh, she's getting her hair done. Chelsea's doing her a balayage.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's so busy in here.
Yeah, it's great for the pub, this pub cricket business.
Yeah, I suppose that's the idea, in a way.
Yeah. Oh, shame your granddad missed the match.
Yeah.
He'd have been very proud seeing you run like that.
No, oh, I don't know about that.
He would, of course he would. Oh, I hope he's going to be all right at Clive's.
Yeah, me too.
I still can't believe that my brother actually turned up.
I know.
I've spent the last 4 days telling Grandad not to get his hopes up. You know what Clive's like. And then there he is, and bang on time, all set.
No, I know.
Sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Going on.
No, you're not.
Do you think I should have stopped him going?
No. I mean, he's a grown-up.
Do you think he'll be all right?
Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
So do I.
Do you want a beer?
No, thank you.
Tea?
Have you got anything herbal?
No.
Then no, thanks.
Okay.
I am sorry about what happened at the meeting on Friday. I really wish I'd been there.
Well, I don't know how much difference it would have made in the end.
Alice, Rory and I really were coming from a place of love and care for you. And maybe Adam and Debbie were too, in their own very badly expressed way. Yeah. I mean, I'm not defending them because I don't understand what they were playing at.
Have you talked to them?
No.
What I don't understand, at least as far as you and Alice and Rory are concerned, is why you've all stopped trusting me.
Because your behaviour lately, Dad, it's been weird.
But has it? Has it really?
Yes. And now this decision to withdraw the land, it doesn't help your case, Dad, that you're not losing it.
Don't mince your words.
Well, the time for word mincing's probably over, don't you think?
Maybe.
And what about Miranda? You two were great, you were so happy, and then you went and set fire to it all.
Which I regret enormously. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm sorry, Dad. It I'm just listing another reason why we became concerned.
But it happens, it happens. I mean, you've thrown away at least half a dozen perfectly decent men.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Well, you have, actually. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to bully or be patriarchal now. I'm just saying we all make mistakes. But it doesn't mean we're losing the plot. It just means we're human, doesn't it?
We're back in Ambridge tomorrow when emotions run high for Carol and Adam has a fight on his hands. Well, there's a surprise. On the Archers podcast this week, Emma Freud and her guests unpick the dramatic events at Home Farm. Plus, Taylor Utley, who plays Brad Horobin, shares his insights into how Brad's doing at the moment. And as Jill hangs up her baking apron, oh, those flapjacks. A look back in the archive at Ambridge recipes, including Walter Gabriel's ginger nuts. I've tried one. And Frieda Fry's fairings. That's all on the Archers podcast on BBC Sounds. Now this week on Radio 4 we begin an epic new novel about belonging.
He thought about the life that he tied himself to, so that Cal had something to tie himself to.
From the author of Shuggy Bane.
And now that Cal didn't want it, he realised that he hadn't wanted it either.
Silent struggles and troublesome secrets.
He took Ennis's hand in his, and he stroked the back of it with the side of his thumb.
John of John, by Douglas Stewart, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Sinner, do you hear me?
Starting this Monday to Friday night at 10:45.
Now on BBC Radio 4, as part of the BBC's Caring Matters season, Joan Meek meets families raising children in times of crisis and reflects on the circle of adults who helped raise her after the death of her mother. This is My Sister's Daughter.
I'm nervous now.
You know, I'm nervous as well.
Why?
Are you really nervous?
I won't deny it's been on my mind this past week.
Why?
Wondering what you're going to ask.
Okay. Do you remember the first time you met me?
Ooh. Yes. I think we was driving on the way to Skegness. And I was driving your mum's car. And you was in another car. Auntie Chris's car, I think it was at the time. And for all the journey, you were sat looking at me driving your mum's car, probably wondering who the hell I was. And admittedly, when we got to Skegness, getting out of the car and being introduced, I think I was introduced as a friend of your mum's. I got the feeling you was a little bit unsure and...